This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The criticism for him joining a super team that has won three of the last four NBA championships. He said, quote, "I didn't really care, honestly. I don't really care. It trips me out just to see. It's crazy like how angry people were." And then he started laughing. It's tweets from players, but it's nothing over the top, at least not brought to my knowledge. But it's just kind of funny because before the whole thing started, I was just kind of wasted. I was damaged goods, not a winner, just everything negative. As soon as it happens, it's like he's too good to be a warrior. So it's just kind of funny how the narrative switches right away when things don't go the way they expect it to. I got to agree with him. Like, right? Shep, you got to admit. Everybody said he's damaged goods. He's not a winner. Negative stuff. He goes to the Warriors, and suddenly he's a jerk because he's going to play with the three out of the last four world champs. He's playing on a super team, so he took the easy way out. I just think, personally, I see it the other way around. I think that Myers and the Warriors outsmarted everyone in giving this guy a cheap deal for $5 million to have that kind of a big man in the middle. I think that they fooled everyone, and I think they schooled everyone, and I think they're going to put him to good use. And I don't think it's the other way around. And I think his comments about, I don't care what anybody thinks, he said, basically in not so many words, he doesn't give a Pharrell about what you think. And what's funny is I actually think he means it. Like a lot of guys will say, I don't care what you think, but they do. You know, they very much care what you think. But this guy, I mean this 110%. I honestly, unequivocally, without a shadow of a doubt, firmly believe that that guy, whatever his name is, DeMarcus Cousins, Boogie, I don't think he gives one flying Pharrell what anyone thinks of anything he does. And I mean, he is a bad mother. And so you go up and say it to his face, see how that goes. He ain't afraid of anybody, and he doesn't listen to anybody, and I guarantee you he doesn't care what fans think or media critics or analysts or play-by-play guys, because he just flat-out balls, and no one, as I said before, you can't stop him. You all think you can. He does whatever he wants.
But Pharrell, you just answered that. You know,
I'll take him on the Pharrell Ballers tomorrow. Thank you.
But you just answered that pivotal question. Now, you said that he doesn't listen to anybody.
I know you don't win either. I play against you all the time. You always end up losing, so you're just like him.
Fair enough. Now, you alluded to the fact that you stay.
You like that mafia?
Yeah.
At least give you credit, Shep. You play ball.
Thanks,
you show up and play.
Thanks.
I'll give him that. Mafia plays. Well, Mafia's on a team, so he's locked in a 5-year deal with incentives. And then he's got a player option. But you are a free agent, 10-day contracts, and we bring you in like once a month to play, but at least you play.
Well, thank you, Pharrell. But to unpack
very
what
fast
you,
guard, Shep.
Thank
was.
You, sir. To unpack
good
what you
passer.
Just said. To unpack what you just said.
No shot.
If I look at three
you
of
you really
the,
don't have a shot.
Fair enough. Could I just just echo
you
what you said.
You're a great passer and ball handler. You don't have a shot.
Is this
though. You
telling me I suck at my DeMarcus Cousins
no,
opinion
you
so you're sidetracking?
Like, do you know how many times I've lit you up in the driveway or in games? I mean, honestly.
I don't remember. I want to get
you
to
you. Do remember, you're lying now.
For real, I'm a lot quicker than you. There's no competition,
man. It
doesn't
matter. I drain 20, 30 footers in your face.
You don't drain anything in my face.
First of all, you can't stop me down low. It's like
that's
playing,
true. I give you that.
It's like I every single time I get it, I score.
I get your six.
It's like Boogie against my daughter.
All right, can I crystallize?
I'm Boogie. You're my daughter. And
I got you.
I own you.
I got you. Well, that's not true. Can I crystallize your point for one second?
Yes.
Okay. So with DeMarcus Cousins, Pharrell,
I'm going to take this call too. So don't hang up, Sacramento.
I'll be very quick with this. So Houston, 98, Pippen, right? Olajuwon Barkley. Their egos got the best of them. Gary Payton, Malone, Shaq, Kobe, 04. Their egos got the best of them. So the commonality here is when you put too many superstars together, they implode. because
are you
egos,
kidding? Are you listening to yourself? They already put a super team together up there and it kicked everyone's ass.
No, no, but it's different though. It's different.
What's different
you,
about
you only,
it?
You only have one alpha guy that was put on a pedestal early on. Curry was self-made. Thompson was self-made. Green was self-made. They didn't come into the NBA with these
so
egos
the
on a platter.
Alpha's,
it's Durant.
KD.
It's Durant.
Well, now they got another one.
That's my point. Exactly what you just said.
So
no one
can stop him either because he's a 7-footer that shoots down.
There's too many
Boogie
personalities.
7-footer going to turn around and drop 25 in your face.
Law of diminishing returns for all. He's going to make this team worse. I'm telling you, man. It's been seen so many times.
That he will. This is all I remember from you. You talk a lot. And I always dig one thing out that I'll just run with. And it's that you said he won't score 10 points. You said...
He's not.
You said that Boogie Cousins won't score 10 points. He scored 10 points while we were talking.
When
just
no
right
one,
now, he yeah. scored 10 points. In the last 5 minutes, he had 10 points.
He's better than Shaq? Is he better than Shaq?
We never went there again. Here you are bouncing around again to some other story. Now, this is a different argument altogether. Now, if you want to talk about that's a completely different subject, is it not?
But the comparison is relevant.
There is no compare. We're not comparing anything here. We have not. We're not sitting here comparing. You are. I'm talking about, will this guy do well with that team? And there is, you know what? They could put Little Miss Bonnet. Was that her name? What was her name? Little Blue Bonnet, Betty. You know, that she could play on a team. Little Miss Muffet could play on that team, and she would drop 10 a game easy. Little Miss Muffet would have at least 15. I mean, and if you want to ask me if Shaq is as good as Shaq, I would say no, not at all. He's not as good as Shaq.
He went to the super team, he averaged less than 10 a game. That's the point.
Shaq did?
When Shaq went to the
Celtics.
Dude,
when they won the when he went where?
When he went to the Celtics in 2011, he averaged
less than 10. What are you talking about?
You asked me if Cousins, you think it's ludicrous that I say Cousins is going to average less than 10 points a game.
Right.
And my point is, when you have four other superstars around him, and they are already ingrained in that culture, Cousins is going to be the outsider.
Okay, all right, I get it. All right, so you're telling me that, so when did Shaq score 10 points a game?
With the Celtics.
At what age?
Well, that's a fair point.
Okay, so stop with all your BS. Okay, so here's the deal. Can I just put this guy on really quick? He's been there forever. John in Sacramento. Go ahead, and then we'll do the update.
Scott, how are you? Lord above, do you got a cold beer back there?
Can we get him a beverage? This is unbelievable. The Forella Pub has
been
dry.
Man, alive.
So what did you want to say about Cousins?
Man, he was such a pain in our ass over here, if I could say ass on the West Coast.
Listen,
but
just
man,
so you know,
he rattled every single one of our players, our media members, our everything around here. He just rattled wrong.
And is that right? Because I heard,
right.
I heard he was a great guy in the community in Sacramento, and everybody loved him. And now you're telling me everybody hates him? I just don't believe that. I hate to tell you. I just don't believe it. He's got a bad rap, and I've never seen anything like it. Like, do you know when Shaq went? Let's go back to Shaq. When he went to the Lakers, when they won the championships with Kobe, was he not the man? He was dropping 25, 30 a night in those championship teams? At 30 and 15 in the NBA Finals. That's what, to me, Sacramento was doing with Boogie. Was about 30 and 10, or 30 and 12, or something like that. He was at least 28 points when he played there. They were awful. They sucked so bad. But all he did was carry them on his back every single night and do whatever he wants. That guy did whatever he wanted every night on the floor in Sacramento. And you're going to sit here and tell me that everybody hated him? Your team sucks so bad that the only reason to even walk out of your house in Sacramento to go to a sporting event in that town was to go see him play. Let's get real here. Nobody's going down there to watch Vlade Divac pick his nose down in the owner's suite. They're watching Boogie Cousins play basketball, and that's it. Boom. End of discussion.
I like the Kings. Like Sacramento. Good town. Good sandwiches.
You know, I am the only person left on the face of the earth that likes Boogie Cousins. So be it. You're all a bunch of femmes. You don't know what you're talking about.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.